Time now for Heart to Heart, brought to you by Zunich Advisory Services. Here's Jackie LeBeau.
Good morning, everybody. So it's spitting out there, you know, spitting a little bit of snow, but we're not getting anything. That's my prediction for today, you know, because it's April is almost here and we're looking forward to that. And that means warmer weather and good things. So today I was just telling Gil, we're going to be celebrating a 1-year anniversary coming up next week. So that'll be, we'll have been doing the Heart to Heart show for a full year next week. So I'm threatening him to decorate the studio. So we'll see what we'll do. But I think we'll have to do a little celebrating after all. We've had a wonderful year of incredible guests, and it's just been so much fun. So, and we've heard from so many of you that you're enjoying it. So thank you so much. And before I introduce today's guest, I want to just bring you up to date about one of our guests that was here in January. She was doing the 2014 possibilities, and that was the lovely Candy Danzis, who is our angel lady, talks to angels. So I just found out yesterday that poor Candy is battling brain cancer. Now, I have to tell you, Candy is a cancer survivor. She's already survived breast cancer and ovarian cancer. So I know Candy, she's going to be pushing really hard, and I'm thinking she's just a miracle gal, and I wouldn't be a bit surprised. In fact, I'm expecting it to hear that this is just another one of those illnesses that she just survives and comes through. So I'm sort of thinking maybe that's why she's here, to show all of us that cancer is something that we can overcome. And she certainly is a good example of that. So, everybody, please keep Candy in your prayers and send her some prayers for healing. And I was thinking about her when she was on air with us. She talked about the angel of hope, and how to call the angel of hope is simply to just call out, angel of hope, go be with Candy. So we all did that this morning. So I'm hoping that she's feeling all our good wishes, and please keep her in your prayers. So this morning, I have another really fun guest for us. Aviana Castro is going to be joining us. She is a well-renowned intuitive. She's considered one of the pioneers of the mediumship movement throughout the world, and has been recognized as one of the most accurate spiritual mediums by her clients. Her messages have brought solace, peace, and spiritual insights, changing people's view of life, their passion, and their purpose here. She's a psychic medium, clairvoyant, educator, and healer who channels information that is given to her through visions. And that's what a clairvoyant is, where you see pictures. Spirit senses pictures. It's almost as if a movie is playing out. Like you'll see like single pictures or like a little movie clip. So she's also been gifted to study with some of the most exceptional teachers in the spiritual world, including Lisa Williams. And in fact, that's how I met Aviana, when we both were studying with her to be certified as one of her mediums. Eckhart Tolle, Dr. Wayne Dyer, and Neil Donald Walsh, just to name a few. So she is certified spiritual advisor for, as I said, Lisa Williams, and also for Shea Parker's Best American Psychics. She's also a certified meditation teacher through the McLean Meditation Institute out there in Sedona, Arizona. So she's going to be joining us today, and I am so excited to welcome her. Hello, Aviana.
Hi, how are you? Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, this is so exciting for us.
Oh my gosh, I'm so glad to be here, and I'm so glad to catch up with you. You know, you mentioned that we met at the Lisa Williams training, and what I love about, you know, all of us that have graduated together or have been certified together is we still keep in contact with each other, and we just keep supporting each other, which I think is fantastic and really says a lot about the integrity that all of us are really rooting for each other and bringing more awareness to the world. So it's amazing.
Yeah, I love that too, because, you know, I've taken lots of classes, but that class in particular, you know, I mean, Lisa kidded around about being mom, but I really feel like people bonded in there like a family.
Absolutely. I totally agree. And just the camaraderie that has come out of that class, and, you know, with our groups, our internal groups and Facebook groups and things like that, it's so refreshing to see that everybody's working together to help each other and support each other.
Yeah, because there's no conflict. There's no, what's the word I'm looking for? It's like we're not competing. You know,
right.
It's like we're, it's a collaboration. We're helping each other, like you said, grow. And, you know, and I think this is a year, and we talked about that with our people who came early in January to talk about 2014. But I think the world is moving towards collaboration.
Yes, there is. I absolutely agree. And I feel the big push with Spirit, actually with what Spirit has shared with me about 2014, is there is a lot of collaboration. And in order to get to that collaboration, we have to remove this sense of hierarchy and the sense of ego that we have, that Lisa talked so much to us about, which is something that I've studied in great detail. And it's removing that and removing the sense of fear that we have to be better than. And this collaboration, the sooner that we can get to this collaborative point, the much easier things will just flow. It's not about being better than. It's like, what can we do as a team to get to the next
vibration?
Yeah,
how can we work together? And
yes.
In all things, you know, it's for people in groups, people in families, people in business. So, you know, it used to always be competition, competition, competition. And mm-hmm. Now it's going to be interesting. It would even be interesting how that affects our children.
Yes. You know, the sooner that we can share information and the openness with our children, which I've had, as I am sure that you have, because I know that you're a children's author, the children are just open and so inviting with Spirit. Not most of my clients, but a lot of my clients coming in are teenagers and, you know, 10, 12, 14, 16-year-olds that are just opening and understanding and want to talk about the whole energetic levels, the spiritual realms, and their parents have put them in connection with counselors and therapists, and I think that's fantastic. But they're not having the conversations that you're having with clients, and they're not having the conversations that I'm having with clients. And so you start talking about, you know, the potential of past lives and regressions and, you know, the ability to reach beyond dimensions, and you start that dialogue and they're like, oh my gosh, finally someone gets me. So there's a huge push with the children becoming so awakened and so aware. They come in without any blocks, and as adults, and we try to keep them from harm, actually, you know, guiding them and helping them, but that's also instilling a lot of fear in them as well. So I think we're on the right path. I know that there's this huge, incredible shift that's happening in the universal realm as we speak, as we are speaking, and I'm just so grateful to be a part of that and to help these souls transition and bridge that gap and just bring so much consciousness to the earth. So it's fantastic.
And I agree with you, Aviana, because what I think is so great for children in this time is, you know, when you and I were growing up, if you were having, and in fact, we'll talk about that because I know you grew up feeling very different.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
There wasn't anybody to talk to about things like this. And it was like all your imagination, or it became scary because nobody else had what you had or saw what you saw. But there is so much out there now on TV, like even just a Long Island medium and all these other programs and movies with things that are more spirit-centered, and even Disney. So kids are growing up where this is more acceptable. This is more normal. So they don't have that fear, and they're not shutting it off like we used to when we were younger.
Absolutely. You know, I felt very different. I felt very shunned growing up, and you know, I've had this ability to see, if you will, for since I've been between the age of 3 and 4, and it started via dreams. And, you know, I'm so blessed to have parents that were open to it. They didn't say I was crazy. They didn't, you know, discredit it. They talked with me about it. So it was something that I was very open and honest about. But, you know, I kept it very hidden, if you will. You know, I kept it between my family. But as you continue to grow up, you know, that the connection with spirit, it doesn't dissolve, but it can, you know, slow down or speed up, if you will. So I discredited it for very many, very many years, and had people tell me I was crazy. And as I was in college and things like that, I had shared some of my visions with some boyfriends, and they thought I was from the loony bin. And so again, I turned it off. And then finally, it just got to a point where it was. The visions were so strong, and too many coincidences, which I don't believe in coincidences,
right.
But there were too many things happening that
you couldn't explain any other way. Yeah.
Right. And then I couldn't discredit anymore. So it was that time that I just, okay. And that's when I started communicating with my guides and just really, really started doing the work and, you know, moved away for a while and just started meditating. And then it's like the floodgates started opening. And that's one of the reasons why I believe in meditation so strongly, is because that divine connection is developed through meditation, through that space, through that silence, to get to that point. So, yeah, it's but the children nowadays that are coming in, they're not necessarily afraid of it, because, as you mentioned, they have the resources. You know, it's on TV, and we're talking about it today. You know, you can pretty much find a spiritualist in pretty much all parts of the country, and it's quite intriguing that people are excited to talk about it. So I think it's a new upcoming phenomenon that is people are excited about. I'm excited about it.
yeah, and you know, it's because everybody you talk to has an experience, even the biggest, gruffest guy who you think never in your life, you know, would be able to relate to something that you're saying. And, you know, you start talking about things and they'll, like, after a little while, come up with something that happened for them, you know,
yes,
that they couldn't explain, and that they've had, everybody has an experience. That's what I love about it. I used to think, okay, people are just going to think, you know, this is just like nuts. And then sure enough, you know, two people will come up and say, well, you know what happened to me? And they can share their stories, their angel stories, their stories,
yes,
with spirit, their stories of seeing signs that they know are from their loved ones. And so we all of us have those things. So it's just, that's what I love about doing this show. It just keeps reinforcing for people that they do it too.
Mm-hmm. Everyone does it. Everyone has this innate ability of intuition. It's just a matter of how much we're paying attention to it. You know, some people call it, you know, that gut feeling, or I've had a deja vu experience. You know, that spirit in action. So it's just a matter of turning off that logical mind at times and really following what your feelings. You know, I have this saying where think less and feel more, because the more that the mind puts in your way, the more things will be discredited, and then you will put your life on pause. You know, your dharma, your purpose, what you're here for. And so many people want to know what that purpose is, but because of the day-to-day, the schedules, the routines that we are so ingrained in, it can lead us on a detour, essentially, of what we're here to do. So.
Yeah, I love that. Think less and feel more.
Feel more.
But it's true. It's true. And I love that it's so succinct that you just put it that way. So now you've been having a very busy first quarter. You've been traveling all over the place. So tell us a little bit about what's been going on.
Oh, wow. You know, I'm so grateful to be traveling. I love to travel. And if you asked me if I'd be traveling, you know, 6 months ago, I would probably say no way. But what's happening through the classes that I have encountered and taken and invested in, I've met some so amazing people along the way, as you, and through my meditation certification, I met some phenomenal people as well. And during that certification, I met a woman who owns a yoga studio in Cedar Rapids, Iowa. And after our training, she had messaged me and said, hey, I'm doing a retreat in Chinalani, which is outside of Puerto Vallarta, Mexico. And she wanted to know if I would be interested in coming in to teach meditation as well as spiritual development. Well, you don't have to ask me twice to go to Mexico in the middle of February, where we've had a winter this year. So I of course, you know, jumped on that. But also, what an amazing experience working with a group of yogis. And then I have my husband and I. My husband, very, very blessed. He is on the spiritual journey as well, and we started doing retreats, hosting our own retreats last November to Costa Rica. So we brought a group to Costa Rica in November, and then we had another group I just got home last week. So another amazing group of souls that are open to spiritual development, open to meditation, open to really the experiencing a higher vibration of food. You know, a lot of times what we ingest and what we drink, everything has an energetic vibration. So it's an intense week of spiritual practices. We have a fantastic place that we go to, Bella Vista Mar, and the woman who I work with, her name is Alexa, and she's just a blessing. And I just happened to randomly find her, and she has this beautiful space in the middle of the jungle that overlooks the Pacific Ocean, and she closes her whole entire space just for us, for our retreat group. So it's a week of all vegan cuisine and juicing and meditating and kirtana music, and it's such an incredible experience. So blessed to be doing it, and we've had such a huge response that we are going back again in November. So November 8th through the 16th, we're hosting another group, and so if anyone's interested in coming with me to Costa Rica, love to have you there, Jackie.
Yeah, so, well, I'm thinking this is sounding really nice. I'm liking this. So yeah, how many are normally in the group?
We can only take about 12 people. So I like the intimacy of a smaller group, mm-hmm. just because you can have that one-on-one interaction. I also like that the place that we go to, I like everyone having their own individual rooms. So, you know, when you go on an intensive retreat like this, there's a lot of quiet time where you just need to digest your thoughts and experiences. And I feel it's important that each person have their own space in order to do that. So
and that makes sense to me, because, you know, mm-hmm. you're taking a lot in and you're processing a lot. And sometimes, you know, you just need a little time to yourself.
Yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I love all this. You know, I love that you take them there, because you're taking them out of the normal environment, mm-hmm. out of their normal cuisine.
Yes, it's quite the experience. You know, it's very warm in Costa Rica. We do not have air conditioning, so we do have fans. But there's no TVs, there's no phones. You're in the middle of a jungle, and so internet is very intermittent. So we lose power. So you are in an environment that you have to sustain just on living and being and connecting to spirit. So Costa Rica is also a blue zone, and a blue zone is an area where people live healthier and longer. So you're in an environment, a very spiritual environment, and then on top of it, you're in a blue zone. And the water there is just filled with this amazing silica, which is an energy enhancer. So we wake up every morning around 4:30, not by choice, but the monkeys, the howling monkeys, wake you up, and they're right outside your windows. And it's such a magical, magical experience. So it's truly awe-inspiring.
Whoa, that's wonderful. Okay, well, we're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to come back and hear more about what you've been doing.
Okay, great. Heart to Heart is being brought to you by Zunich Advisory Services.
Hi, everybody. This is Jackie, and we're talking with Aviana Castro. And in fact, she's I'm making notes here on new vacation destinations, and I put Costa Rica. So how about Aviana?
I love it. You know, if anyone has not experienced Costa Rica, it is definitely a destination to experience. It's so magical. The people are wonderful, and you just walk away from there realizing how simplistic we can live without all of the hustle and bustle.
Yeah, every time I'm thinking, I go, you must really get grounded when you go there, because we're not used to. It's sort of like camping here, because you don't have that onslaught of electrical stuff on you all the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a complete recharge, and you just are so grateful for just being, for just connecting. And yeah, I would tell you, you know, I got back last week, and you know, coming back in, I flew into Miami, and coming into Miami, it was just like information overload. The horns, people honking, you know, people yelling, and you know, the busyness of the airport. I mean, I just, you know, I had to put my earphones in and listen to my spiritual music just to stay centered, because it's a huge overload when you come back from an environment that way and then come back here.
You know, we don't realize, you know, with lots of things, like we just get used to it and it's just everyday life. But when you're away from it for a little while, or, you know, even if you're just in a different environment, totally different, it's like you have to get readjusted.
Yes. Yeah. So I will tell you, I'm very tempted to travel to Costa Rica as much as I possibly can, because it's a haven. It's an absolute haven, and I am sure people that, you know, are listening, if they've been there, they can totally attest to that. We go to Nassara, which is, you know, further north. We are out. A lot of people fly into San Jose. We actually fly into Liberia, and then it's a 2.5-hour drive from Liberia. So we are like, it's not off the grid, but when you're in the ride to get there, you're like, where in the world am I going? So it's pretty intense.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, well, wonderful. Well, okay. I'm having my little notes here, November 8th through 16th. You know, this is my list of possibilities.
Wonderful.
I'm still in the 2014 possibilities. So
there
now
you
when you're there, Aviana, you do some classes on developing your intuition. I know you also do classes on connecting with your guides as well as meditation, right?
Yes, yes. You know, we meditate every day, and as I mentioned earlier, that's really the foundation, I feel, in order to connect with your infinite wisdom, whomever that is in this moment. But in order to connect with your guidance, you know, there's a lot of fantastic meditations. Actually, Lisa has a fantastic meditation for that. David G has a fantastic meditation for that. So we do a lot of soul work with that connection, you know, doing specific questions, not necessarily, you know, getting answers in that moment. A lot of times people sit and meditate expecting an answer, and actually meditation is the tool in order to get that answer, and that answer may come, you know, as you're driving to work, or it may happen in an aha moment as you're just traveling throughout your day. So it's learning the tools in order to stay connected. We need to stay in this present moment. Staying in the present moment is very challenging, especially in the busyness that we live in the day-to-day. And, you know, it's been taught by or said by many, many sacred teachers that, you know, if we're living in our past, then that's where, you know, depression continues to derive. If we're living in our future, that's where anxiety starts to happen. And unfortunately, we are in a time in 2014 where a lot of people are experiencing depression and a lot of people are experiencing anxiety or panic attacks. And we have to learn to stay in this moment. So a lot of what I teach is mindfulness and how to do and be in this moment, connecting with that spirit, that divine guidance in this moment, and, you know, feeling more, thinking less. And one of the reasons why we get away from is to help remove all the distractions that we have in the day-to-day. The United States is notorious for distractions. I mean, we have families, we have jobs, you know, we have certain things that we have to adhere to. We have routines, we have schedules, and that's fine. We can't get away from that. But just connecting with your soul and defining who you are and what it is, your purpose and your passion, just for 20 minutes twice a day. It's not that often. And I say, some people say, I don't have 20 minutes. Well, then 5 minutes are better than 0 minutes.
Right.
You know,
right.
Even if it's just, you know, listening to some, you know, some spiritual music on your way to work, or not listening to anything at all, just having some type of peace and quiet. Yes, just the silence. So that's a lot of what I teach about. I really like to teach more of an awareness, I like to call it, because what the gift that you have and the gift that I have is everybody has this capability to do that. It's just a matter of, you know, quieting the mind. So there are so many different tools. There are so many different aspects of it, but it's just essentially the foundation. If we don't have our foundation, we can't build our house. And the foundation, in my opinion, in spirituality is through meditation and connecting to divinity.
Yeah. Now, when you have people that are coming in there who this is new for them, this isn't something mm-hmm. that they've done before, how do you get them started with meditation? What do you suggest?
Since I've been certified by Sarah McLean, and she's a beautiful, beautiful soul, and she's done a ton of work with Deepak Chopra, so she has tremendous credibility. But she has a book, and there's also a reference book that I teach out of. So we go step by step, because it can be overwhelming. You know, the best thing is that it's okay to have thoughts during meditation, because a lot of times people say, well, I need to sit still, you know, for 20 minutes and I can't move.
Yeah, they don't realize that nobody can.
Right, exactly. So, I mean, we have there's so many statistics, but anywhere between 50 and 70,000 thoughts a day. So to try to get that down to zero, it's not going to happen. So, I mean, I meditate twice a day and I still have thoughts, and that's okay. It's just a matter of retraining the mindset to sit still. So if you're setting a timer, there's fabulous apps for that to help you with this process. Just sit there, and soon your body will start craving it. So, and you start by closing your eyes. You focus on your breathing. There's a ton of guided meditations on YouTube that you can listen to. There's fantastic CDs. There's fantastic books. And if anyone has any questions on anything, they can feel free to message me or contact me. And I can, there's seed meditation instructors all over the United States that have trained with Sarah. And she has that on her website, SedonaMeditation.com. And it's very easy. It's, we're starting to hear about it almost every single day in the news. So it's working. It's right. Absolutely working.
And what is her
great.
Book that you mentioned, Aviana? You said she has a book?
She does. It's called Soul Centered.
Soul Centered.
Soul Centered, yes. And her book is, it's amazing. It's a step-by-step. I offer free Facebook groups regarding that book, and she has so graciously offered to even do a couple of call-in conference calls with that. So I will be starting another group probably in April. So again, if anyone wants to contact me, it's a great way. All you have to do is buy the book, and then we break that book down into 8 weeks. And then I tag people with questions through Facebook. So it's a great way to connect with Sarah, and it's a great way to work as a group and in collaboration.
And how do you spell her name, Aviana?
It's Sarah,
okay.
And then McLean.
McLean. Okay, McLean.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, well, that's interesting, and I love that you take her book and you do a class with that and walk people through that to make it even easier.
Yes, it's not hard, and I think if we can get past the misconception of, you know, I have to sit in a lotus position, you know, and I can't move and can't have thoughts, then it can be very overwhelming. So I do host meditation groups at my home every Sunday at 4 p.m. We do healing circles and guided meditations. So if anyone's in the Flushing, Michigan area, that is where I am at, and anyone is welcome. We have quite a big group that comes every week. Just you know, even if it's just once a week, you start getting, you know, this craving. Your body craves the sense of peace and space of connection. So it's very, very powerful, and it's very instrumental in building your spiritual practice.
And I think it helps that people know, you know, you can just do 5 minutes. You know,
Yeah. And
5 minutes once a day, 5 minutes twice a day, and build from there. And when you get rid of the expectation of what you think it's supposed to be, mm-hmm. and just go with what it is, you know, I think it makes it so much easier for people.
Absolutely. You know, there's so many misconceptions with meditation, and, you know, it's not a religion. It's just, you know, often people think of it as praying, and there is a little bit of difference with between praying and meditation. Praying has a connotation of that you're asking for something, you know, you're asking for some specific guidance. Where in meditation, we like to just listen, we like to just be. There is no expectation. You can set an intention, absolutely, in your meditation practice, but it's just creating the sense of peace, of becoming present in this moment and trying not to worry about what's going to happen in the next 2 hours or what happened 6 days ago. It's just creating this balance, this grace, this heartwarming sensation that is just, it's so, so gratifying. And it just, it helps with the benefits of meditation are just astronomical. You know, it's, you know, reduces headaches. It reduces fear. It reduces anxiety. It helps you find your purpose. So, I mean, even if you just Google benefits of meditation, you'll be pleasantly surprised that there are hundreds of benefits of meditation. And it's great that the metaphysical and the scientific and medical communities are all coming together with this practice.
I love it, too. And I always tell people, the other thing I like about meditation is I think it produces an opening for people.
Yes,
you know,
absolutely.
It gives you, there's a space there for things to come in. There's a space there for that connection with God. There's a space there for that connection to your higher self and your angels. And, you know, without that space, you just like go through your day, you know, with everything crowding in, and you don't have that opening.
Right. And it can be very overwhelming. You know, the way that our culture is that it's go, 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 go. And, you know, we're always in a rush. We're in a rush to get our day started. We're in a rush to get our families taken care of. And we often feel exhausted by the end of the day. And I like to, you know, meditation is our daily dose of vitamin M. You know, I like to call it vitamin
M. I like that,
M.
Vitamin M.
So it's just, you know, a couple of minutes are better than none. And once you get in that routine, it just becomes an integral part of your day.
Yeah, they find it actually makes them more productive.
Yes. You know, and that, I love that you said that, because a lot of times I don't have time to meditate.
Yeah.
Well, I guarantee if you do, you will be amazed at how seamless your day goes and how much more time you essentially
have. I hope my husband's listening, because that's his mantra. I don't have time. I don't have time. I don't have time. And I said, that's what you're creating, honey. I don't have time.
Yeah. Law of attraction, right? Yes.
Yeah. Aviana, we're coming down to the close. So please tell people how they can get a hold of you, because they might really be interested in like your soul-centered class and things like that.
Okay, perfect. They can find me on my website at avianacastro.com, and that is spelled AVIANNACASTRO.com. I do a tremendous work, a lot of work on Facebook with different groups and things like that, and a lot of guidance on Facebook. And you can just find me at Aviana Castro. And they can reach me via phone at area code 586-718-9392. And then there's also a website that my husband and I have together where you can find information about our upcoming retreats, and that's ispirit.me. So there's different ways, and obviously if anyone has any questions and they don't know how to reach me by any of those venues, then they can absolutely contact you, and then we'll be in touch, I'm sure.
And that was ispirit.me?
Yeah, ispirit.me.
Me. Okay. All right. Yeah. That was a new one for me. Wonderful. And that's absolutely true, Aviana. People can connect with me. All right. So we're going to have to sign off now. And maybe next time we'll get to talk about your dog.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much for having me.
All right, thanks, Aviana.
Okay,
bye-bye.
This portion of Heart to Heart is being brought to you by Zunich Advisory Services.
Okay, we're back. So that was lovely. Aviana is just such a joy. So I loved hearing about that Costa Rica thing. I think that's on my vacation plan. So one of these years, I think I'll be getting down there, maybe this year with her. So next week, I have another naturally gifted psychic medium. Her name is Fleur. And as an evidential medium, she's also a gal, as well as Aviana, that we all joined together in our Lisa Williams certification training. And she's given hundreds of readings to those needing messages and sending peace and validation from loved ones who have passed. She gives private readings. She also organizes workshops and online classes to help everyone access their own unique spiritual gifts. And she's recently been recognized by CBS News as one of the top 5 psychic mediums in Los Angeles. And she regularly works in various theaters throughout California. So she'll be calling in. So she'll be up early on the West Coast so she can join us here in Pennsylvania and join our listening audience. So tune in next week and we'll have another great show. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.